You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. We're taping this interview at Permata Sapura, a new building within the KLCC district, and we're going to be having a whole host of interviews from this premises. You can actually find more about Permata Sapura at sapuraproperties.com.my. Of course, for my interview today, or for the conversation today, I have with me Zadara. Zadara is an infrastructure as a service company. It was established more than 10 years ago at Silicon Valley. They have just recently launched a new offering called Federated Edge. This is, of course, trying to bring businesses back into the realm of productivity. For the past few years, we've had issues with the ability for companies to reinvent themselves, move their businesses to cloud. So right now, it's trying to be a little bit more productive into how we can roll out software as a service, cloud as a service, infrastructure as a service. And it's timely because the environment right now is on being productive in an endemic situation, particularly when many of the sectors in this country are slowly being rolling back into productivity. So joining us for this conversation is Lindsay Lim, the regional director at Zadara. Lindsay, let's talk a little bit more about the cloud market, not just Malaysia's cloud market, but what the market landscape is looking like and what the potential is going to be looking like.
Okay, so basically we viewed the Malaysian market within the ASEAN region as brimming with potential. ASEAN itself is basically the seventh largest economy, and also they actually have the third largest population globally. So if we actually look at ASEAN itself, we can actually see that there's a lot of international businesses that are actually coming into the ASEAN region, because they actually see a lot of potential in particularly in this region itself. So for Malaysia itself, we view it as very high. We view Malaysia as very high within the ASEAN region. So
why is that? Why is Malaysia a little bit higher than the other nations?
Yeah, so I mean, so if you talk about why Malaysia, why not the rest of the other countries of, within Malaysia itself, the reason why we would say that Malaysia has a very good foundation in terms of infrastructure, and also even when we talk about the government coming into all the My Digital plans and all, we can actually see that we are actually moving forward a much more, we actually have a much more planning compared to the other countries in the ASEAN region itself.
So what would be some of the market challenges that you foresee, not just in the ASEAN ecosystem, but Malaysian cloud market as well?
Yep, so for the Malaysia cloud market itself, what we actually see is that there's a growing of industry players. There are a lot of new cloud service providers and also MSPs coming up on the way. And there are also traditional businesses who are trying to transform themselves into this MSP pie by building a lot of new infrastructure, for example, like cloud services. So definitely the challenges is there, because there's a growing industry players, and we also have large international cloud services that is in the country, and the competition remains very stiff at this point of time.
So tell us more about Zadara and your approach to cloud technology. And you know, previously we all talk about software as a service, now infra as a service. So how do you see that shift?
Right. So traditionally, how the business owners they are actually doing is basically to actually have their own building their own infrastructure. But today we are going to transform. I mean, with all the transformation of all the software as a service, why not we go into infrastructure as a service? Reason why is because it will simplify the whole complexity. Everything is just purely on a consumption model, a pay-per-use model. That will definitely, I think, help the business growing faster, and also they are able to scale the business requirements and needs effectively.
So we're talking about some of your target customers, target segments and target sectors. What would be some of your business targets in this year?
Basically, our target business is always to have partnership with the local MSP or even the cloud service providers.
So MSP is supposed to be?
Managed service providers.
And what is that?
Basically, they will actually be the managed service providers for the enterprise customers, and they will actually help these enterprise customers to manage all their existing infrastructure.
So you are the toolkit to the workers to solve the problem of their clients?
We are basically providing technologies. We are actually providing the whole stack of cloud services to the customer premise. We also do have our own cloud. And we also help customer like CSP, cloud service provider, to build up their own cloud itself. And what we are doing is just based on a consumption basis. We charge only for whatever they are using.
Is the business target in Malaysia a little bit different from that of the Southeast Asian region?
Basically, it is pretty much the same at this point. There's still a lot of educations needs to be done to the businesses about this idea. It is relatively quite matured in other countries, in other regions. However, it is something pretty new. I would say probably the Malaysian market is not adopting it so fast. However, the pandemic itself basically has fastened the whole process. Everything has gone digitalization. And that's the reason why I think this is a very good time to actually talk about why not we do infrastructure as a service, everything just consumption model, a pay-per-use type of model.
So what would be some of the approach that you're doing in Malaysia as you target your clients and your MSPs?
Right. So for the managed service provider and also for the cloud service provider itself, we are looking at collaboration and also partnership. Today, a lot of the cloud service providers, they are actually buying their own sets of hardware. They are investing their own hardware, their own software to deliver their services to the enterprise businesses. But what we can actually do today is to basically help them to build up the whole infrastructure itself, where they don't have to pay a lot of expenditure, capital expenditure upfront, and everything is just based on the consumption model.
Do you have a template that you can apply for, you know, MSPs in this sector or MSPs in that sector, so it's a little bit faster in terms of deployment?
Our solution basically we can actually go into any type of environment. It doesn't matter whether the customer is an enterprise business. Or whether it is a bank, we do understand that there's a lot of issues. I mean, on the data privacy, data sovereignty, and also data protection. So how we are doing differently is that we can deliver this whole cloud solution, this particular stack, into the customer premise. They can see it, they can feel it, and everything is still the same, just pay on just consumption model.
And do you think that some of the solutions have worked well with your clients? What would be some of the normal complaints, if you want to share with us?
Okay, so basically we are providing follow-the-sun support kind of managed services to our enterprise customers.
So follow-the-sun?
Yeah, follow-the-sun. So it means 24/7. So basically it is a proactive monitoring, so we do provide proactive monitoring. So conventionally, the customers will only call to the hardware vendors when there's an issue occurs. But what we are doing differently is that today we are going to put in some of the buffers, you know, extra buffers, extra capacity to our customers. And they are not going to pay for the extra buffer and all. Everything is just based on the rate card that we have provided to them. Mm-hmm. So if you talk about what are the typical complaints that we possibly have, honestly, up to date, even while we are doing all the digitalization towards banking, or even there's some very famous published newspaper, news website, publication companies, we don't really actually see a lot of complaint, because that the solution itself basically already solve a lot of the complexity.
All right, Lindsay, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Zadara. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me in the studio here at Permata Sapura, Lindsay Lim, the regional director at Zadara. You guys are launching a new product, I suppose. Is it called Federated Edge? Can you explain a little bit more about Federated Edge?
Yep. So basically on Federated Edge itself, it is basically not a product, but it is basically a program. Mm. So it is basically a program specifically for cloud service providers and also the managed service providers. What we are doing differently today for Federated Edge is basically Federated Edge is the largest cloud networks of a kind. So it has various cloud service providers and managed service providers of various sizes globally. Mm-hmm. And we actually form a consortium of these managed service providers to provide cloud services to all the customers, I mean, to all the enterprise customers. So wherever they go, they will know that there's a Zadara cloud sitting at the other countries where they can subscribe with the local service provider.
And how does Federated Edge work and in terms of the role that Zadara plays in the deployment?
Okay, so basically what we basically do with the CSP, so normally the CSP will only have to sign a Federated Edge addendum with Zadara. What Zadara will do, basically we will actually build the whole infrastructure from the factory, and that will be actually provided to the cloud service provider. So once the CSP actually has that infrastructure ready in their co-location, so what they basically need to do is just to tap onto our centralized monitoring platform. And from that platform itself, they can actually access to all the cloud providers globally.
The idea here is also trying to see if we can shorten the deployment phase. Do you feel that the Federated Edge can help the deployment stage or phase of your MSPs a little bit faster so that they can actually address their concerns quicker?
That's right. So definitely it will help. Reason why is because during the deployment, what we normally do is we will ensure that there is extra 30% to 50% buffer of capacity for customers to actually use it whenever they need to. And once we know that they have already touched on that particular buffer, what we will do is we will actually ship in more to ensure that they always have the extra capacity to cater for the needs.
So what are we looking at? Like a scalable program where even if your clients have, I don't know, 10 customers all the way to 1 million customers, that is possible?
That is basically possible. Especially when during this time, you might have known that there is a big shortage of semiconductor, especially on the chips. Yeah. So just like last week, I actually had a chat with one of a potential cloud service provider in Malaysia itself. So what they actually mentioned to me is that at this point of time, they will actually need to provision 9 months ahead. You don't even know what 9 months ahead will be. Mm. I mean, for any kind of businesses, whether the cloud service provider will have that kind of businesses, right? And those are the CAPEX purchase, the upfront purchase that they actually will have to commit to all the hardware vendors due to these semiconductor shortages. And with Zadara itself, they won't actually have this kind of issue because we actually born on the cloud. We know how exactly how the cloud actually works. Mm. And we always ensure that whatever we deliver with buffer, and always ensure that there's a minimum 30% of extra capacity in the data center itself.
Okay, we'll go for one more short break before we continue on with Zadara. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Lindsay Lim, Regional Director at Zadara. Lindsay, this company was born 10 years ago in Silicon Valley. How has things changed from 10 years ago up until maybe 2 years ago because of the pandemic, and then of course now in a post-pandemic situation?
So I think Zadara today, we are basically operating about 300 clouds globally. We are fairly new in the Southeast Asia region itself. Probably we are here probably about the past 2 or 3 years back. Only we are actually here in the ASEAN Southeast Asia region. And early this year, we decided to come into the ASEAN region aggressively. Reason why is because the pandemic itself has already fastened the process of all the cloud adoption. And we actually sees that, the company actually sees that there's a very much potential in ASEAN itself, because it is basically, there are still a lot of traditional businesses that are still sticking back to their old traditional ways of maintaining their own infrastructure.
Okay, and what changes do you think will happen in the near term versus what would be some of the things that will remain the same for your clients in an endemic situation?
Yep. Okay, so the pandemic itself has fastened the process, like what I've mentioned previously. So the business requirements today, they will need a faster scalability. They will need to scale as fast as they can. Reason why is because today, with all the digitalization, we are looking at big data, we are looking at Internet of Things, we are looking at AIs. Especially on big data, we know that these data needs to go on live and all. Definitely, I think a lot of the customers will still want to remain some of the important applications in country itself due to the connectivity, to ensure the connectivity itself, the latency itself. However, for the non-critical applications, for faster response and all faster provision, they will actually move to cloud.
So let's talk about companies that are intra-located across countries. How would you foresee the solution that is going to be provided for them? Because, you know, if the preference is to remain in country for latency issues and all that, what would be some of the solutions that is provided for countries, for companies that are located in multiple countries?
Yep. Okay, so that's the reason why the federated edge is very important here, right? The federated edge basically allows businesses to provision quickly, even in the other locations, even in overseas as well. So if, let's say, for example, today, if there is a company who actually wants to set up a new business in another country, for example, so what they will actually do is they can actually just provision from the local service provider itself. They don't have to be there personally. And this basically simplify the whole process, and there's less complexity on that.
Fantastic. Any final word that you want to say for people to, I don't know, think about opting for this?
So we encourage more service providers to reach out to us if, let's say, they are really interested to look into our solutions, because we are actually doing really well, I mean, in the other countries, especially on the service provider piece.
Thank you, Lindsay. That was Lindsay Lim, the regional director at Zadara. Remember, if you want to be productive, you got to stay alert and stay ahead of the game. And perhaps cloud services like Zadara would be an optimal solution for you. That is it for this particular episode, taped live at Permata Sapura. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawani.com. You can find Notepad over there. You can also find Zadara as well over there. And of course, you can also listen to this podcast on Astro's latest offering on Shock. That's SYOK. Just search SYOK on your app store and search for Awani or search for Notepad there. That's it from me for this particular episode. Thanks very much for watching, and goodbye.